Carmen. Where? Royal Theatre, 805 Broughton Street. When? October 12 to 18. Tickets. $29 to $153 from the Royal McPherson Box Office, 250-386-6121, or rmts.bc.ca. The curtain drops next week on Pacific Opera Victoria's production of Carmen, with mezzo-soprano Carolyn Spruill occupying the title role for the third time in her young career. According to Spruill, her nerves are in check at this point. Not only does she know what to expect, the 34-year-old Montreal native has begun to put her own stamp on the role. "I get some adrenaline and energy and excitement, but not so much in a fear kind of way," the Juilliard School graduate said with a laugh. Carmen is long considered sacred ground, where opera is concerned. Most directors are hesitant to alter aspects of French composer Georges Bizet's original. Simply put, fans are expecting to see the big, bold 19th-century love story set during the Spanish Civil War presented on a grand scale. In Victoria, that will be brought about with assistance from Adam Luther, Don José, Lauren Margeson, Michaela, and Jarrell Williams, Escamillo, in lead roles, and a creative team that includes conductor Timothy Vernon and stage director François Racine. The opener to Pacific Opera's long-awaited season also includes 32 community members in the chorus and 14 singers from the Victoria Children's Choir. Spruill said audiences will be treated to a version that is more or less the way it was meant to be told, and not a radical reinterpretation. But elsewhere in the world, there are exceptions. This opera is not at all exempt from modern productions that take creative license. There was one in London where Carmen comes on dressed as an ape, and removes her head just before she starts singing. I don't know what that was about, but it was certainly not traditional. Spruill was initially going to make her professional debut as Carmen during Pacific Opera's run scheduled for April 14-26, 2020. Those dates were postponed when the province shut down in-person performances. "This would have been my first Carmen with an established opera company, and I was so excited when I got the email about doing it," she said. The upcoming four performances by Pacific Opera, which get underway Wednesday at the Royal Theatre and continue through October 18, are no longer Spruill's debut in the role. In the 2 years since the initial postponement, Spruill had the opportunity to play Carmen elsewhere, on two separate occasions. In the months leading up to the pandemic, and with an extended out-of-town schedule, Spruill opted out of the lease on her Montreal apartment, put most of her belongings in storage, and committed to living a nomadic life. When the pandemic hit, and all concerts were cancelled, she was forced to move back to Montreal, and bounced between her parents' place and Airbnbs, before securing another apartment of her own. "It was a year before work in Canada would return," she said. So she signed on to play Carmen in Hong Kong, where the effects of COVID-19 were greatly diminished at the time. Spruill was booked to play Carmen shortly thereafter in Finland, but an uptick in COVID-19 cases there scuttled that production. She eventually signed on for the title role for a production with the Houston Grand Opera, which drew raves last year. In his review of Carmen, Houston Press reporter D.L. Groover wrote glowingly about Spruill's voice, calling it deep and rich and radiantly smoky. "Those are not words that would have described her pre-pandemic voice," Spruill admitted. "Now, she can hear the difference in her delivery. My voice has really opened up." "There's good reason for that," Spruill said. "It was the yoga." Early into the pandemic, during her time away from the stage, she did something completely out of character. She traveled to Costa Rica to receive her yoga teacher training certificate. "I hadn't been exercising, I had gained weight, so I thought it would be a good thing to do," she said of the decision. "I went from never doing yoga to 10 hours a day of yoga classes. It was so out of left field. Aside from going to school for singing, it was the best thing I've ever done for my singing. It has been completely life-changing." M. Devlin at TimesColumnist.com.